Welcome to your five for the day. My wife and I were walking round Gloucester city centre and noticed one of those blue commemorative plaques on a building. It was to remember a man called Robert Raikes, reputed to be the founder of the Sunday school movement back in 1780. He had been a wealthy newspaper proprietor who had become concerned with the poverty and delinquency of children in his and other cities, with the consequent custodial sentences many children received. Feeling that prevention would be better than cure, he prayed for a solution and felt that educating these children would be a start. The best day, he thought, would be a Sunday, and the best textbook would be the Bible. 51 years later, 1.25 million children were enrolled in Sunday schools as other philanthropists caught the vision, and the benefit to society was remarkable. If you belong to an older generation, you will probably join me in reminiscing of the days when we were children and practically all of us attended a Sunday school, and even possibly a midweek band of hope, or children's meeting, as it might have been called. Like me, you will probably remember the great and happy times we enjoyed in Sunday school. Even now, you may be able to recall Bible stories you enjoyed hearing, verses from the Bible you memorized, choruses we used to sing with gusto. They were the places to be, the places where we had our group of friends, when we went on the annual outing in a fleet of buses. For some, it was their only view of the seaside in a year. So much of what we learned led many to trust the Saviour young in life, and the fundamental lessons learned equipped us to be responsible citizens as we grew. But what about today? Very few Sunday schools exist. Very few children are encouraged to go to Sunday school or are taken there. Many children are engaged in any and every activity on a Sunday, leaving no time for Sunday school. Furthermore, many are with Dad this Sunday and Mum next Sunday, so there is no pattern of stability to attend anywhere. And in the meantime, what, in my opinion, is the result? The language some children use is deeply offensive in its vocabulary. Generally, there seems to be a lack of respect for people and traditional values and good manners. So many will even use the name of God or Jesus as swear words without a second thought. Whilst offensive behaviour and criminality amongst young people appears to be increasing. A verse in the Bible sums up all this when it says, "Without God and without hope in this world." Whilst another says, "Everyone does that which is right in his own eyes." So many Christians today look back with a deep sense of gratitude to their Sunday school days, for it was the occasion when many trusted the Saviour and even found opportunity to serve in the Lord's work by teaching in Sunday school. So how about you, my listeners? Does this item evoke happy memories for you? Does it, on the other hand, remind you of lost opportunities when you knew you should have trusted Jesus as your Saviour, but you put it off and never dealt with the matter since? You may be honest enough to admit that your life has not been what it could have been had you taken that all-important step. Well, the fact that you are listening today means that God in his goodness is giving you another belated opportunity to put things right and trust his Son. Why not take that step today? It is never too late to put things right with God and come into the possession of his great salvation. Thank you again for your company. May the Lord bless you.